Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman and George Evans, and starring John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray. The post office, presumably to pay for yet another set of newly designed stamps, are always insisting that someone, somewhere, wants a letter from you. Now, this is possibly true unless you happen to be the Inland Revenue and unfriendly bank manager or the owner of the Lord Nelson pub, informing you that that's the last noggin you're going to get on his slate. Of course, if you're CPO Pertwee, that's the only sort of correspondence you ever get.
Charming, isn't it? Charming, Eddie. Look, it's common knowledge that you've got your kettle on in the announcer's restroom so that you can steam open every letter the BBC gets.
Nothing of the sort. Nothing of the sort. Very dull, most of them are. They're certainly not as interesting as the ones you've been getting from your Uncle Ebenezer Pertwee.
Ebenezer Pertwee's War Surplus Emporium, RF, EP, stroke JP. Dear Johnsy, you'll be delighted to hear that I've put in a little bit of business your way. And before you start screwing up this letter, there's a couple of bob in it for you. Better. I thought you'd change your mind. Everyone in the pub says you're making a top secret trip to Gibraltar. Well, you ain't, because our little bit of business is in Tangiers. Cousin Egbert's on the run, and the family want you to smuggle him on board Troutbridge as an extra officer. The family is certain you'll be delighted to help. Affectionately yours, Nunky.
Dear Nunky, divert Troutbridge from Gibraltar to Tangiers? Are you stark raving potty? Look, even Mr. Phillips don't make nautical navigational errors that big. So, get knotted. Love to you and the family, Johnsy.
Listen, you. If you don't go to Tangiers and smuggle Egbert back, the family's going to be one craggy-faced member short. All you've got to do is to alter Mr. Phillips' charts. The blonde-headed twit will never know the difference. Get on with it, Nunky.
Dear Bristlemoosh, old reprobate, you and the family can take a running jump. Look, our orders are to spread sweetness and light and boost Britain's trade, not start a flaming war. I'm not doing it, Johnsy.
Yes, you flipping are.
No, I'm flipping not.
Suit yourself, but if Egbert isn't smuggled out of Tangiers, I'll set Auntie onto you. You'll find Egbert at number 3 Acacia Avenue, Tangiers. Nunky.
Lummy, how did that happen? We seem to be approaching Tangier. Who moved Gibraltar behind us?
You did, Mr. Phillips. With your navigation, I suppose if we get within 500 miles of where we're intended to be, it's one of your good days.
Gosh, that's jolly kind of you to say that. Thanks. The chap does his best, but it's jolly nice to be appreciated. Just think. If the chief hadn't been kind enough to get the route for me from the AA, Gibraltar could have been even further away.
My pleasure, sir.
The only thing that baffles me is how Noddy here actually knows where we are.
Oh, that's simple, sir. He read the sign painted on the arbor wall ahead. Look, it says, Tangiers welcomes careful boat drivers.
Well, that lets you out, Mr. Phillips.
No, not quite, sir. We happen to have the flotilla commander, Captain Povey, aboard. Look, how are we going to explain to him that instead of being in Gibraltar, we're in Tangiers? Instead of it being Tuesday morning, it's Thursday afternoon.
Yes, and instead of us being in the congratus all round, we're in the O nasty.
That's nothing to worry about. I've already come up with something. The perfect solution. ASTIC.
Pardon?
ASTIC. The anti-submarine detector.
Lummy. We must get one of those.
But we've already got one, sir. It's that thing over there that looks like a television set.
Gosh, so that's what it is. No wonder. All I could get is bleeps instead of magic roundabout.
Why, we simply tell Captain Crowley that we saw a blip on the screen that looked like an unidentified submarine, that we followed it here and discovered it was a shoal of fish who had been driven potty by our ASDIC and were swimming away like fun to get away from the bleep bleeps. We could also say that we've had to dock here to refuel. Well,
brilliant.
Absolutely first class.
Only you could have come up with an inspirational like that.
It's inventive minds like yours, sir, that have made the Navy what it is today.
Well, gentlemen, instead of being in Gibraltar, we're in Tangier. And instead of it being Tuesday morning, it's Thursday afternoon. And instead of it being in the congratulations all-round Captain Popey, I and you are in the ooh nasty.
Quite so, Captain Popey, but we, I have come up with...
Don't worry, Commander Murray. We need a good excuse to tell the Admiral, and I think that I have come up with the perfect solution. It's Aztec.
Pardon? The anti-submarine detector. We simply tell the Admiral that we saw a blip on the screen that looked like an unidentified submarine, that we followed it here, discovered it was a shoal of fish who had been driven potty by our Aztec and were swimming like fun to get away from the bleep bleeps. Well?
Brilliant.
Absolutely first class.
Only you could have come up with an inspirational like that, sir.
It's inventive minds like yours that have made the Navy what it is.
Yes, well, one does one's best.
We could also say that we come here to dock to refuel.
Commander, any fool could have thought of that. All I ask is that when we dock, you don't hit anything.
You want to buy filthy postcard? All clothes gone, bags of fun.
Excuse me, British sailor, mister. Me got sexy dancing sister. Lots of fun and lots of giggles. See the way her belly wriggles.
No, thank you, Mr. Tangier, gentlemen. But I would be highly obliged if you would direct me an honest Matlow to number 3 Acacia Avenue.
You are outside him.
Arthur.
The sexy sister on third floor.
Get up them stairs and kick the door.
Well, no, thank you. I'm here on business myself.
If you want to search me, show me your warrant.
All right, don't panic, madam. I'm Chief Petty Officer Pertwee. And I've come to rescue Egbert.
Ah, my heart is delirious with excitement. It knew you would not fail, my Egberto. In here.
Oh, thank you very much.
Where's Egbert?
In the wardrobe.
Tell me, in the wardrobe? Well, I've heard of bank managers hardening them, but not Egbert.
Greetings, Johnsy boy. My word, it was hell in there. One of Nelly's wire coat hangers would be a sight too personal for pleasure. Knew you wouldn't let us down, what?
If I had my way, you could have rocked. Nelly's coat hangers turned rusty.
Steady on, old boy, steady on. Heart of the family spirit, what?
Oh, Johnsy boy, why are you speaking to the personal friend of a majesty like that? You would smile on your other cheeks when Egbert and me get to England and are living in our flat.
What if what line's Egbert been shooting to you?
You're being only too pleased to be invited to our Fortnum and Mason's no-shop in Harrods Cut. Egberto is telling me you are being a poor relation of his titled family, but he is using his influence with the Duke and his wife on the postage stamps to get you into the Light Boys Horse Guards Brigade.
Oh, yes, well, ha, 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 ha. Don't tell Johnsy all the good news yet, old girl. Go and get some coffee. And if there's a cup short, I'll use my shaving mug.
Okay.
Look at it. Look, here. Come on. Come here. Look, wait a minute. Hang on. Wait a minute. Who the buck in the back in the palace? Polo ponies with a The nearest you ever got to having a kit in one of Her Majesty's residences was 3 months in Wormwood Scrub.
Now, don't blow the gaff, John. The old sport had to tell Nelly something. She believed it. About as bright as brown wallpaper at a chocolate factory. Come on, let's stop her before she comes back.
All right, funny.
The 50 coffee all gone. Anyone for 50 keys?
See what I mean?
I am being so happy. What time will we go aboard your liner for a cruise?
Well, madam, that rather depends on whether this Canaval uniform I've connected from three well canoeing officers. That is Commander Murray, one shirt, tie and trousers, Sub-Lieutenant Phillips, one jacket and hat, and Captain Pahoovy, one pair of shoes. Fits in Canaisley and Canisley. So come along, Egbert. Boy, off with the club. Out to try this uniform on the side. Madam, please, turn your head.
Mr. Phillips, enjoying a breath of fresh air on deck? In my new shirt, by any chance?
I beg your pardon, sir.
I just wondered if you'd accidentally borrowed my new shirt and tie and trousers?
Certainly not. While we're on the subject, may I inquire, sir, if you've accidentally put my best jacket and hat in your wardrobe?
Certainly not. What use would it be to me?
Come to think of it, borrowing my new jacket would be the last thing you'd do.
Oh. Thank you.
You wouldn't be able to do it up. You're much fatter round the tum than I am.
I am not much fatter round the tum. In any case, I'm on a diet.
It's not working.
It is.
It isn't. Paunchy pot.
I am not a paunchy pot.
Ladies and gentlemen, I see you're getting on well together, as usual. Incidentally, I left my best pair of shoes in my cabin yesterday. I just finished polishing them, and now they've disappeared. I suppose neither of you broke into my cabin, by mistake, of course, and are now accidentally walking about in them.
Certainly not, sir. We've got our own shoes, sir.
Just a thought, gentlemen. Although, come to think of it, my shoes wouldn't be of any use to either of you. You've both got bigger feet than I have.
Haven't. In any case, his feet are on a diet.
Feet on a diet? What are you talking about? He never knows.
Well, if I catch someone wearing my new shoes, they'll soon know what I'm talking about. Good night, gentlemen.
Good night, Captain Purdy.
Honey, perhaps I sent my new shirt and tie to the laundry by mistake. I don't remember doing it, though.
Yes, I could have accidentally sent my hat and jacket to the cleaners. I don't remember doing it, though.
What is my dear? Just you lean on me, sir. Up the gangplank, sir. Nearly aboard now, sir. Lie on me, sir.
What's going on?
It's Pertwee coming back off shore leave.
He's back half an hour early.
Yeah, what's even odder, he's sober.
Who's that officer with you?
I don't know.
Neither do I.
Leave all the talking to John. Good evening, Commander Murray, sir. Evening, Mr. Phillips, sir. Lovely night.
Chief, who is... what have you got with you?
Oh, it's Sabbath and Egbert, sir. I'm afraid he's a little under the weather, sir.
I'm seeing him to his cabin, sir.
Good night, sir.
Just a minute, Chief. Who... you say he was?
Oh, come over, sir. Come on. Somebody in Egbert, sir. Or Vittling officer. That's right, Mr. Egbert, sir, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, he was. Yes, he agrees. We've been off. Just get him down below.
Just a minute, Chief. Yes. I know this is silly of me, but I don't recall the pleasure of having met Sub-Lieutenant Egbert.
Oh, come off it, sir. Sub-Lieutenant Egbert's been our Vittling officer for over 2 years. I get it. Yes, I
nod's as good as a wink to people in glass houses, sir.
Yes.
Yes, officers of the Royal Navy should never drink too much vino veritas and get piscade over there, he's out in the gold. Very nice sentiments, I'm sure.
Funny, you know, I thought that lovable Leslie was the only sub-lieutenant aboard Troutbridge.
Yeah. So did I.
Oh, come along now, Jim. What? Why, when only the other day when I was serving drinks in the wardroom, wasn't it Sub-lieutenant Egbert who chatted you up and said, oh, the late for your way, Rita Kinswalter? And how glad he was that Bance and Betty and Gorgeous George were getting their own. Hmm? Your horsey, sir.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yes, well, that was what you said, Mr. Egbert, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Chatty sort of chap, didn't he?
Yeah, yes, he was very complimentary about you, Mr. Phillips. My word, you were, weren't you, sir?
Yeah. What did he say?
Well, he merely said, sir, that even after hours of practice, he can't make his little yo-yo do the astounding little tricks like you can do with your little yo-yo.
What a nice chap he is.
Yeah.
Come along, sir, this way, sir. Down to the little cabin, sir. Man the month from the superstructure, sir. See you one and all, sir. In the morning.
Silencio! I, Godmother, pronounce this meeting of the Northeastern Syndicate of the Acacia Avenue branch of the Raffia now in session.
Suppose the time of the British swine Egberto has escaped. I want him captured. I want him tortured. I want a vote. I want him to be a hit. I want the swine torn into pieces for jilting me.
Silencio, Manelli. It will be done properly within the rules of the Raffia.
Egberto has escaped. He has left me. Never will I get the chance to invite Her Majesty for spaghetti in our flat in Buckingham Palace. Never will I get the chance to watch the Duke playing the game which he has named after the mint with the old. I want him captured. I want him tortured. I want the swine torn to pieces. I want him.
Silencio! Now we take a vote. From left to right. First, Dandy Dick the Flick. Here dies. Big Dutch Sandro.
He dies.
Lord Mary the chewing gum.
He dies.
Tino the skewer?
He dies.
Luciano the Big Bang?
He dies.
I see. It is up to me to make the casting vote. Gentlemen, he dies.
Yes, I knew you would not let me down.
Not on your merit.
Now, gentlemen, we will draw lots to see who is the lucky one to fly my plane and bomb the daylights out of Egbert and the British boat he's escaping in.
Now, allowing for our entry into the common market, and assuming there are no hot crosses on your buns, we can take the tablet 3 times daily, as long as it's not the same one. Then, if there are only 14 men on a dead man's chest, because one of them has fallen off, well, he was on his high horse at the time. According to my calculation, left hand out.
Told me I'll put you to the get there. Left hand out a minute, sir.
Good morning.
Well,
that'll be the
interval for you.
Yeah, I can, sir. Break. Stop and look out here, sir. You seem to be chatting. Yes, what? I've been having a game of I spy. And I spy with my little eye something beginning with A, and it's carrying a load of something beginning with B.
Oh,
I don't know. I give up.
Got it now. A for aeroplane and B for bomb.
I'm a neutral.
Zig that,
Mr. Phillips.
Zig that.
Zig what?
He means navigate. Navigate, not you usually do, sir. Can't be from me. Come on, the manager teach George and George out to get his note. But I've had a quick word with the engine room for more speed before one of those... skits.
Well, I've done it quick, Ziggy. I know that because I can hear myself talking. Out to the engine room, or at least I've been reliably informed.
Mr. Queen, this is the captain.
Are you? Oh, well, it's nice to meet you, sir. Incidentally, I'm glad you rang up. Have you heard any unusual noises up top?
Mr. Queen, we are being bombed.
Oh, bombed. Oh, well, that's a relief for you. I must say, that's a relief. Oh, for a while, I thought it was someone banging on the ship's side. Trying to get in through the back door.
Sir Queen, get this ship moving or we won't have any ship left to move.
Ah, no, I'm upset you in some way. I can tell, oh yes. There's an edge to your voice that wasn't there before. Obviously, you feel that I've let you down.
You'd have let us all down about 40 fathoms if you don't give us speed at once.
Is that a fact? Well, as you know, sir, I'd be only too happy to oblige, but there's a bit of a snag.
Snag?
That's my very want, and I can say that with every confidence. Because I was listening to me at the time when I said it. Unfortunately, the lad down here who understands all the mechanical governs or whatever they are, he isn't here. He's, well, not just at the moment. I've seen very little of him for days.
Oh, no, he's not poorly again.
Oh, far from it, sir. He's just desperately ill. Mind you, I did warn him not to eat it when it arrived.
When what arrived?
A little cardboard box with a piece of his sister's wedding cake in it. I'm afraid the raisins and the cum there and the marzipan proved a sight too powerful for the lad. It may have been a wedding for her, but it was instant divorce for him.
Oh, dear, not again.
Exactly what the lad's been saying since he ate it, sir. Because I've been listening to him, no? In my opinion, he'd have been far happier if he'd thrown the cake away and eaten the cardboard box. But don't you worry, sir. Next time I get half a chance to have a word with the lad when he nips back from whatever it is he has been going to, I'll let him know you'd like him to whip up some speed. Ah, good luck, he's back. Oh, I'm sorry about that. That was a false alarm. Well, you've got to admit it. It was a brave try. He's a very loyal little chap. Oh, that should make him feel better, yes. Well, either that or the Sunday at the Trades was dentist again.
Get the lad out of wherever he is and give us full ahead both engines at once, or I'll have you court-martialed for gross negligence as an engineering officer.
Well, I'll do my best, sir, but it won't be easy. I mean, I did join as an accountant. It's hardly my fault that there weren't any vacancies that put me down here. Well, regards to all up there, and do keep in touch. Good day to you.
Your own time. It's not fair. I've got my hands up. What's going on in here?
We're being bombed, actually.
What? But then stop it, tell us to stop it at once. I'm not allowed to be bombed. I'm a happily married man. Everybody down.
Chaps,
We must consider ourselves lucky that we got out of that alive. I can't say how relieved I am to be safely docked in Gibraltar.
We wouldn't have if it hadn't been for me. They were expecting me to zigzag, and I zag-zig.
Chaps, time's fitting. I wonder if we ought to ask our victualling officer to come ashore with us.
No, I think you've missed him, sir. He'll be out with the dock gate for now.
He's not, you know. He's coming back up the gangplank, and he's brought a friend with him. I wonder why they're holding hands.
Evening, all. I wonder if you'd be so kind as to identify the gentleman on the other end of my wrist. According to Tangier's constabulary, he's a Mr. Edward the Calm, who's wanted for felony, larceny, and malice aforethought within the hour, including impersonating an army general, a squadron leader in the Royal Air Force, a captain in the Salvation Army, a BEA pilot, and as from today, a Royal Navy officer.
Oh, I think there must be some mistake. He's our victualling officer. Aren't you, Sir Lieutenant Egbert?
No. I mean, yes. Yes, Egbert, you old fool. Your number's up. They've rumbled you.
That we answer. And all we want now is positive identification.
Oh, I can do that. I just realized. That's why he walks so funny. He's wearing my shoes. No, I'm sure you're Miss Tannigan, sir.
No, he's not. That's my best jacket and my hat.
Right. Well, if you don't need me anymore, I'll let me sure to make a reverse charge call tonight to get in touch with our family solicitor.
Just a minute. Captain Povey's shoes, Mr. Phillips' jacket and hat. I knew I'd never sent my new shirt and tie to the laundry. And what about my trousers?
Come back here, Wyatt.